The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 29 November 2016. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea down there in Texas. I thought we were supposed to have peace officers, not combat-ready officers.
Well, you know, when you get so many people out demonstrating in the streets that like to burn and trash and that like to kill people and like to use guns in cities where they're not allowed to have them, but they still manage to get them and they shoot other people. You know, you just need these kind of guys.
Yeah, I had a neighbor who was a graduate of Green Beret, Army Rangers, and Navy SEALs, all the special forces stuff. And he told me that when you go into combat and people that are combat seasoned, that basically it's like a switch gets flipped in your brain. And you go into that mode, and that's kind of what I'd be afraid of. Now, I went to a meeting, and I noticed this one guy kind of bothered me a little bit. So in the middle of the meeting, I cornered him. I said, are you a police officer? He said, yeah. I said, I kind of thought so. He's a real nice guy and everything. And I said, well, you're aware of the 800 traffic stop executions by police officers for traffic, routine traffic stops that's happened since the first of the year, and that the magic words that the cop says in front of the judge is I was in fear of my life.
Yep.
Do you know what? I said, do you understand that works both ways? I said, if you put me in fear of my life, I'll put one right between your eyes.
And there's
you have too much to say about that.
Yeah, there's an old axiom out there that when in doubt, pull the trigger. It's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah, that's true. It bothers me that they're either one, I've heard as high as 4 and 6 officers with their 14-shot clip Glocks emptying body, center of body of mass. From all the officers ended up with empty clips for one guy that didn't even have a firearm. That type of stuff.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Gary, because I was thinking about this today. This character down in Ohio State, which they're now tying to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or something that we created, certainly not the environment in Syria that people would want to run out of there at Mach 3 with their hair on fire. But, you know, I'm looking at this. here's a guy, the story's changed, he was wielding a knife. No, it was a hatchet. He was trying to stab people with a hatchet. You don't try to stab people with a hatchet, you whack with a hatchet. But the point is that here was a guy that was using a car, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, magically. There was a video out there by hooded individuals displaying how to kill Americans with a knife. Now, this is all just too convenient for me. It looks like another psyop. But having said that, here's a guy, whether he had a hatchet or a butcher knife or a pen knife, I don't give a damn what he had. They shot and killed him. Now, we even make jokes about that. You know, don't be an idiot. Don't be an asshat. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Because chances are, you know, knives are for a very close quarter. Unless you're an excellent knife thrower, then if you only have one knife, if you miss, well, then you're out of ammunition. But none of these guys. Everybody is shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. I want this guy in a court of law. I want to see what his background. I want a public record of all this. And if they're confused as to how to shoot straight or not shoot to kill, but shoot to maim, or at least control the subject, you know, why don't you put God blessed laser on your Glock or your 45 or whatever it is? You know, you've heard me say this before. And by the way, thank you for your call, Gary. I don't want to leave you hanging there. I've said this about the St. Louis incident. Yeah, was that cop justified maybe shooting him? Oh, if I was a cop, I might have shot him, but I wouldn't have shot to kill him. I would have taken his legs out from under him. You know, I could always put a tourniquet or a belt on a limb or a leg or an arm or whatever to control bleeding until you get somebody to the hospital. But why is it that they're just shooting to kill? And 50 cops emptying magazine, round after round after round. You know, it's like this adrenaline high. That, oh, here's my chance. Here's my opportunity. I'm just going to fire away. You know, we got a perp here. He's dangerous. Bang, 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 bang. And they're all doing it. You know, I know cities in a lot of trouble, states in a lot of trouble, budgetary woes, and oh, woe is us. Well, yeah, there's a lot of budgetary woes because the aforementioned funny money people, the middlemen, and this insatiable desire of the government just to continue to bury us in debt. You know, when I look at this situation, I go, okay, so how do I alleviate this situation? How do I make this a little less intrusive? Or to keep those guys safe. Yesterday on the program, I said, you know, if a fireman used that excuse, as you put it, up in front of the judge, well, Your Honor, I just had to protect myself. I felt I was in danger, so I used my service weapon. You know, if a fireman, I don't think firemen carry MP5s, do they? I don't think they carry 45s or Glocks or anything like that. And they hear or they see somebody in a burning building, floors up, gasping for air, hanging out of a window. You know, they might be able to get the ladder truck up there. They might be able to get them from the outside. But there might be firemen that have to actually go in that building to do a search. It isn't just who bobbleheads their head out the window. There could be people in that building that are incapacitated by the fire and the smoke. They got to physically go in there and look around for as long as that environment will allow them to do so. And I mean heat, and as close as hell as you're ever going to get. Do these guys say that, well, I'm not going in that building because I fear for my life? It is part of the job. You're going to do something from time to time that's going to put your life in jeopardy. And these cops, you know, I got a good way to ratchet this down. Stop revenue collecting. Give it a break for 6 months. You know, I know it's going to hurt your budgets. I know a lot of you police departments out there get your money off of ticket revenues and, you know, arresting people for this and for that and other traffic violations. But If you're afraid of putting yourself in harm's way, well, then stop doing things that are going to put you in harm's way, or you're perceived, your perception of a dangerous situation. Now, what do you think the psychology is of the aforementioned Marine Force Recon or Navy SEAL or whatever, full-blown combat vet, that it's their job to turn people into human confetti? Really? I want that guy writing me a ticket? I don't even want to see this guy. I don't even want to know who he is. I don't even want to know he exists. Gary, you had one point you wanted to make. Go ahead and make it.
Donald Trump and him trying to pick all these people out and everything. What I do is I go through all of the different administrative departments, and one of them I would eliminate is the Department of Education. After I got that done, the next thing I do is I take the administrator and an assistant administrator, and they would be automatically be fired. And I would promote within the ranks, and like the FBI, you probably have to go 50 levels in that one, and I'd promote within the ranks. And I heard a lady that worked for NSA who had her family threatened, had her pension cut off because she complained about wrongdoing within the department. Now, those supervisors need to be fired immediately. So,
well,
that's all I got to say.
All right, Gary, I appreciate your call. Thank you. I heard Trump on one of the rally stops say, you know, what he's going to do with all these different agencies is he's going to call them on the carpet and he's going to say, okay, you need to cut where you can cut and don't be shy about it. I haven't heard that brought up again. We're going to create millions of jobs. Okay, well, that's a good start by tearing up the treaties that we've already done for the globalists. Yeah, that'd be a good start. But where's that capital? Where's that coming from? Why are these banks? And folks, you know, I was thinking about this today. When they did their ripoff back in 08, and there was between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion floated off of securities, mortgage-backed securities, insurance on this, and just a whole gaggle of stuff that they were able to create and sell off as some sort of an investment. I'm like, wow. But they stole that money, quote-unquote money, and it went somewhere. Where did it go? Who was the beneficiary of that? Did they transform that into, well, I'm going to buy this company or I'm going to buy that company? They might have. This stuff, this debt instrument out there just didn't up and disappear. It was transformed into something else. Well, why are they not asking, excuse me, can I see the check, please? Can I see what I'm being charged for here? And wait a minute, I don't feel satiated. Nah, I didn't get my full 8-course meal here. I want a refund. Or I'm not going to pay the bill. This was conveniently hung on every citizen of the respective countries around the world that are dealing with a fiat, fat cat, middleman out there. And this just absolutely floors me. Now, I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump's a warlock. Maybe he's going to cook up a witch's brew. I don't know what he's going to do. It sounds good. But excuse me, Mr. President, how do we get from here to there? There's a few holes. You know, we talk about trillions of dollars coming up missing at the Pentagon, or the how many trillions that were spent on these useless, unnecessary, unconstitutional, and illegal war, plural, that we've been fighting in the Middle East. And how can a guy in an American service uniform be a hero when he's fighting an unconstitutional and illegal war to keep us safe. Really? I'm sorry, hasn't anybody noticed that we have certain people that are a little irritated that their countries have just been absolutely decimated, blown apart? I mean, I can't even come up with adjectives to express what has happened to these people in the various countries in the Middle East. How do you make that right? And I've come to the conclusion that I think that they feel at this point they're in so deep that they can't get out. And what would happen after we did? Senator Rand Paul has joined the chorus of the concerned Americans expressing consternation over President-elect Donald Trump's meeting with retired General David Petraeus, with a view of hiring the former CIA head of Secretary of State. Now, keep in mind that he's also a Bilderberg, folks. You know, you don't get to wear all that salad on your uniform unless you're kind of in the inner circle. You know what I mean? In an appearance on CNN, Rand Paul, and for once, Rand is saying something that I agree with. Yeah, he is not his father's son. We pretty much established that. But I've been watching for telltale signs that there's a real human being in there that understands what a constitution is, the office that he ran for, in what country, and oh, by the way, don't forget who your daddy is. In an appearance on CNN, Paul said it would be highly hypocritical of Trump to appoint someone to his administration who mishandled classified information after advocating criminally charging Hillary Clinton for the same reason. I think the problem they're going to have putting forward is a lot of similarities between Hillary Clinton as far as revealing classified information. Now, yes, this interview did take place with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. But at any rate, Rand's words. They spent a year and a half beating up Hillary over revealing classified information. And then they would appoint somebody who the FBI says not only revealed it, but then lied about it in an interview and purposely gave it to someone who did not have the clearance to have it. Now, Petraeus admitted last year to the unauthorized removal of classified material. He paid a $100,000 fine in a bargain deal with the Justice Department after it was revealed that the then CIA director had provided classified information to his biographer with whom he was having a little extramarital affair. That's no big deal. It's nobody's business how people conduct their sexual lives. It goes to character, folks, okay? Jeez. If you can't take the vows of marriage seriously, how in the hell are you going to take anything else seriously? You know, the thing about marriage is loyalty. That's how I've always looked at it. After Trump met with Petraeus Monday and tweeted that he was impressed, one of Paul's top aides, Doug Stafford, retweeted Trump, adding, "Hillary does it, lock her up, General Petraeus does it, cabinet post." Now, during the CNN interview, Senator Paul, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, also reiterated that he sees other potential Secretary of State picks, John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani, as unsuitable as well. Now, what I want is somebody who understands that the Iraq war was a mistake. Wait a minute. Did Rand Paul actually say that? Let me turn around in my chair three times real quick. What I want is somebody who understands that the Iraq war was a mistake, the nation building has been a mistake, and that regime change has been a mistake. Is this actually Ron Paul speaking? Or did Wolf Blitzer just lose his mind on air? He says, these things are things that Donald Trump has expressed, and I believe and agree with completely, which is why I supported him. 800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. I know you're out there because I can hear you breathing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appthepart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appthepart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site. And listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appthepart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Rand went on to say in this interview, he says, but I don't believe Bolton, I don't believe Giuliani have understood that or come to understand the historical significance of that. Talking about nation building and being the world's policemen, we give ourselves a good reason, and then we build stories up as to the reasons why we did it. Yeah. He said, I'm unsure where Romney is on this, because if we don't understand those lessons, we're still facing the same kind of questions. He also confirmed that he has not been contacted by the Trump team about a potential administrative role, noting, I'm pretty happy with my current job. He's not alone in his concern, by the way. That's Rand Paul's concern over the potential Petraeus pick. Many Trump supporters have noted that the former general is an elite insider, attendee of the secret Bilderberg meetings, and an enemy of the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, I think he'll make a fine Secretary of State. Just ask Hillary. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. How are you doing?
Hey, boss. You know what? We need to take a little step back in time here for a second and realize that at some point the people just gave up on the Constitution and allowed it not to be taught. We should have been taught from the minute we got into any kind of school that was state-sponsored or whatnot. If this country was doing what it was supposed to do, we should have been taught the Constitution from grade A to grade F, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We should have been taught that. And that way we wouldn't have all these despondents that are running through college right now and pretending like they're the future and stuff. And they actually are. It's really sad. But they don't know anything, absolutely anything, about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or what this country stands for.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that was our biggest mistake in this country, was to take the constitutional education. I mean, I'm a graduate from the early 80s, and the Constitution was taught in U.S. history, mind you. I learned more about Sacagawea and Lewis and Clark than I learned, and then I did that in the state of Washington, too. Was Lewis and Clark and all that stuff. We didn't learn anything of the actual particulars that would mean anything to anything.
Right. Yeah, and they call it social studies now. Where
yeah,
it's like social studies. Yeah, the what we got on George Washington when I was going to a public school is he chopped down a cherry tree, and then he lied about it. I'm going, wait a minute.
False teeth.
Yeah, and it's wooden. Yeah, every kid knew that George Washington had wooden false teeth. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I've talked to Charlotte Iserby, you know, offline or not on the air. And, you know, I began to understand how big of a deal this was for the government to take over the education of our schools and our states. And to really bring that in line with that 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, that we use the government-controlled schools as a transmission belt for the propaganda. You know, it couldn't be any clearer. This is why I've said repeatedly that we're in a tipping point in this country. You know, it's not just because they voted for Hillary Clinton. I was sad at the fact that they were that dumb to vote for Hillary Clinton, and that they didn't really understand who really she was and what philosophy she adhered to. That's what was most disappointing to me. And we're at that tipping point, because unless I missed something, Andy, I didn't see anybody come along and say, okay, we got to put the Constitution back in the classroom here. We got to teach people what liberty is and freedom is and how it came about, and here's the rules that spell it out. It hasn't been done for years and years.
Well, and we also have a problem, John, of I mean, let's be reality based. I mean, when I was going through school, we had checkbooks, we had they just got these bank cards going on and all this stuff. I mean, don't you think in school they would teach you how to balance a checkbook? I mean, that would be mandatory. You have an ATM card and you have a credit card, and now you have and here's your base amount of money that you're making. So wouldn't it make more progress to teach these people this?
Well, let's see if Trump follows through on his dismantling of the Department of Education, turning that curriculum back to the schools and let the schools compete on a state-to-state basis to build the best educational systems. Complete educational systems. Andy, thanks for your call, my friend.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
I'm not 6 foot six, but I am 245. I'm only 5'10. Only save that for special occasions when I'm on some kind of tear. Well, you know, this Propranot, I guess that's how you pronounce it, this website that came out to let everybody know what fake news websites are. You know, how laughable this is. But there, and I this was a construct of one of their think tanks, and or the CIA. Had to have been. Because the underlying tones with this, it's, oh, it's Russia. Oh, it's Russia. It's Russia. It's Russia this, Russia that. If I was Pooty Poo over there right now, eating my caviar and drinking my champagne, I'd be laughing in my fish eggs. No one outside of a few obsessed cranks would have noticed if the Washington Post hadn't given it front page prominence last week. A formerly obscure website, Propranot.com, which purports to identify a Russian active measures campaign with some very specific goals in mind, as Post reporter Craig Timberg puts it. He says the flood of fake news this election season got support from the sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign that created and spread misleading articles online with a goal of punishing Democrat Hillary Clinton, helping Republican Donald Trump, and undermining faith in American democracy, says independent researchers who track the operation. I'm not even going to go through the flaws of that statement, which are many. While the Post piece doesn't link directly to the Propranot site, because doing so would have exposed its laughably amateurish methodology for all to see, Timberg does mention their list of online Boris Badenoffs, including not only antiwar.com, but also the Drudge Report. By the way, I looked at the Drudge Report today, and I'm looking, I'm going, where's the news? Well, they had 1,000 stories up there, but where was the news? WikiLeaks, David Stockman's Contra Corner, Ron Paul Institute, LouRockwell.com, Counterpunch, Zero Hedge, Naked Capitalism, TruthDig, TruthOut, and a host of others. These sites, according to the Post, not only promoted a barrage of fake news with the aim of defeating Mrs. Clinton, but they did so at the behest of a centrally directed intelligence operation undertaken by the Russians. So what did this fake news consist of? Timberg chimes in again. He says, Russia's increasingly sophisticated propaganda machinery includes thousands of bonnets, teams of paid human trolls, and networks of websites and social media accounts, echoed and amplified right-wing sites across the internet as they portray Clinton as a criminal hiding potentially fatal health problems and preparing to hand control of the nation to a shadowy cabal of the global financiers. The effort also sought to heighten the appearance of international tensions and promote fear of looming hostilities with nuclear-armed Russia. Well, never mind that it was Hillary Clinton herself who heightened international tensions by threatening military retaliation against the Russians for supposedly unleashing, via WikiLeaks, a flood of embarrassing emails. In a speech touted as outlining her foreign policy platform, Hillary Clinton said, you've seen reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into our Democratic National Committee. Maybe even some of the state election systems. So we've got to step up our game, make sure we are well defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses. According to the experts at Propranot, granted anonymity by Timberg due to alleged fear of Russian hackers, to so much as note this clear threat is to brand oneself as a Russian agent of influence. And what about Mrs. Clinton's health problems? Was reporting on this driven by Russian spies embedded in the alternative media? Or was it occasioned by videos which saw her falling to the ground after leaving the 9/11 ceremony early? Are the folks at Propranot and their fans at the Washington Post saying the amateur videographer who took that footage is a Russian secret agent? Were the television networks and other outlets that showed the footage itself useful idiots? To employ a favorite Cold War smear revived by Propranot? Given their criteria for labeling people agents of the Kremlin, the answer to these questions has to be yes. And now we're falling down the rabbit hole in a free-fall descent into total abject lunacy. Propranot's criteria for inclusion of their blacklist is actually an ideological litmus test. If you hold certain views, you're in the pay of the Kremlin or else an unwitting agent. As former CIA head Mike Morrell said of Trump, if you say anything at all positive about Russia or Putin, or a long list of entities like China or radical political parties in the U.S. or Europe, question, does that also include the GOP? It's a dead giveaway. We're told to investigate this by searching for mentions of, for example, Russia on their site by Googling for site whatever, site.com, Russia, and then see what comes up. If only Sherlock Holmes had a Google at his disposal, those detective stories would have been a hell of a lot shorter. Now, the Propanot folks over there, their site is filled with complex graphs and the text is riddled with scientific-sounding phrases. But when you get right down to their methodology, it boils down to this. If you don't fit within a very narrow range of allowable opinion, either falling off the left edge of the or the right edge, you're either a paid Russian troll or else you're being manipulated by forces you don't understand and don't want to understand. Did you cheer on Brexit? Well, you're a Putin pawn. Are you worried about World War III, nuclear devastation, etc.? Instead of being content in the knowledge that their preferred policy, unmitigated hostility toward Russia, would just result in a Cold War II and Russia's eventual peaceful defeat, like the last time? Well, then you're clearly either on Putin's payroll, or you'd like to be. Other prescribed opinions include gold standard nuttery and attacks on the U.S. dollar, believing the mainstream media can't be trusted, and anti-globalism. Well, and to underscore their complete lack of self-awareness, we're told that an additional warning signs of Putinism are hyperbolic alarmism and generally ridiculous over-the-top assertions. In their world, it isn't hyperbole or alarmism to point to ramshackle Russia with a GDP equal to Spain and a declining military budget that pales before our own as an existential threat to the West. And if you're a reporter for the Washington Post, which has destroyed what reputation it had by effectively becoming a house organ of the Democratic National Committee, generally ridiculous, overt, over-the-top assertions, such as those pro-offered by Propanot, are news. Yes, that's their brand of news. The Post piece itself also cites an article published on the War on the Rocks website, which is exactly what it sounds like. The authors, this is a triumvirate of neocons. They've been tracking Russian propaganda efforts since 2014, and they've concluded that the grand goal of the Ruskies is to erode trust between citizens and elected officials and democratic institutions. And that happened a lot of years ago, folks. That happened a lot of years ago. As if in this process isn't occurring naturally due to the depredations of a corrupt and arrogant political class. No, it couldn't be that. It's got to be the Ruskies. Another insidious theme of Russian active measures, as identified by these geniuses, is stoking fears over national debt, attacking institutions such as the Federal Reserve, and attempts to discredit Western financial experts and business leaders. I'm not joking, folks. And these are the people that put together the fake news list. Is this desperation? Is this just stupidity? Or are they just trying to fill a contract? I don't know. This really, this is the best you can come up with? I am astounded. This is so amateurish. So we mustn't talk about the national debt, because to do so brands one as a cog in Putin's propaganda machine. Gee, based on these criteria, we can only conclude that every vaguely conservative politician running for office in the last decade or so is part of the vast Russian conspiracy. Not to mention numerous economists. And that's not all. Not by a long shot. Here's a list of forbidden topics we're not supposed to discuss, except maybe in whispers in the privacy of our own homes. Police brutality, racial tensions, protests, anti-government standoffs, online privacy concerns, and alleged government misconduct are all emphasized by this vast Russian conspiracy. they put down conspiracy, but it's really conspiratist, to magnify their scale and leverage to undermine the fabric of society. After all, Russia today is emphasizing these issues, so mum's the word. Yeah, these people are serious. But why should anybody take them seriously? Why is the Washington Post reporting this nonsense and putting it on the front page? In short, what's the purpose of this virulent propaganda campaign? After all, Hillary Clinton has been defeated. Well, at least we think. Along with her campaign theme, a vote for Trump is a vote for Putin. What does a continuation of this losing mantra hope to even accomplish? Now, the folks at Propanot are explicit about their goal. They want the government to step in. They want to close down these agents of influence. Let me stop right here. Coordinated effort, folks. What did the Chancellor of Germany just come out and say the other day? The exact same thing. But, of course, she is just a rolling ball of conflict. She also came out today and said that, well, she'd like to send 100,000 of these so-called indigents back to where they came from. Why? Because they're coming up to election time. That's why. Yeah, a vote for Trump is a vote for Putin. The folks at Propernot are explicit about their goal, and they're serious. They want to close down these agents of influence. In their own words, they want the FBI and the Department of Justice to launch formal investigations of the sites on their blacklist on the grounds that the kind of folks who make propaganda for brutal oligarchies are often involved in a wide range of bad business. They accuse the proprietors of the listed websites, including us, by the way, of having violated the Espionage Act, the Foreign Agents Resignation Act, or Registration Act, rather, and other related laws. Ah, but they say they want to avoid McCarthyism. They just want to shut us down and shut us up. Now, these, and by the way, forget Joseph McCarthy, forget Mr. Cohen, which helped Deep Six his project. Those communist hearings of the 50s, they were real. There's real communist organizations operating and have been for a long time in this country. Big surprise. But, you know, you're just a McCarthyite. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Right. Gotcha. These people are nothing but authoritarians, plain and simple, under the guise of fighting authoritarianism. They seek to ban dissenting views, jail the dissenters, and impose a narrow range of permissible debate on public discourse. Folks, they are dangerous, and they need to be outed and publicly shamed. To be included in their list of subversives, by the way, it's really a badge of honor. Hell, they won't even put me on their list. They won't put this network on their list. And I'm wondering why. The ADL certainly did. You need to call up Southern Poverty Law. They got me number 33 on their hit list of all-time bad guys. I'm feeling left out. I don't know if this is for the undecided, and I'm not talking about an undecided voter. Propernot, was this designed for people that were starting to wake up and you need to go back to sleep? Or you're waking up and they want to scare you back to sleep? Now, I'd admonished people for a long time. And you saw it yourself, you might have been practicing some of the principles of self-censorship. Well, evidently, they think that the flow of information is still running hot and heavy, and people's opinions are being radicalized by the truths that are on Earth that are not seen in the Post or on the news. And that's where we come in. But I'm just I'm a little hurt that they didn't put Republic Broadcasting up there, because, you know, it's just not a website with some news stories on it. We got a lot of hosts that talk about a lot of the information that's out there, correlating it, collecting it, checking it, and putting it out for your listening consumption. I'm hurt that I'm not on their list. Damn it. What do you have to do around this place? Shoot somebody in Times Square? No, that's right. I wouldn't be arrested for that either. Our old friend Pat Buchanan, that has a sister that, yes, that does look like a bay. I'm sorry, a horse. I shouldn't pick on her. It's not her fault. It was her brother's. Kicked her in the womb. Did you know they were actually twins? I'm just kidding. Stop. Let's take this break. I'll get back on the other side. I was just trying to do a little fill-in until I heard that break. I hear the break. Take me to break, Mikey. Thank you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Pat Buchanan says that now that the British have voted to secede from the European Union and America has chosen a president who has never before held public office, the French appear to be following suit. In Sunday's runoff to choose a candidate to face Marie Le Pen of the National Front, In next spring's presidential election, the center-right Republicans chose Francois Fillon in a landslide. Now, while Fillon sees Margaret Thatcher as a role model in fiscal policy, he's socially conservative, who supports family values, wants to confront Islamic terrorism, control immigration, restore France's historic identity, and end sanctions on Russia. Fillon says that Russia poses no threat to the West, but if not, the question arises, why NATO? Why are U.S. troops in Europe? As Le Pen is favored to win the first round of the presidential election and Fillon the second in May, closer Paris-Putin ties seem certain. Europeans themselves are pulling Russia back into Europe and separating from the Americans. Next Sunday, Italy holds a referendum on constitutional reforms backed by Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. In the referendum, trailing in the polls, fails, says Renzi, he will resign. Opposing Renzi is a secessionist Northern League, the five-star movement of former comedian Beppe Grillo. That's like Texas's own Kinky Friedman. And the Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, a pal of Mr. Putin's. Now, up to eight of Italy's troubled banks risk failure. If Renzi's government fails, says the Financial Times, 1 week from today, the front pages of the Western press could be splashing the newest crisis of the EU. It's the same old crisis, folks. It's the same crisis. In Holland, the Party of Freedom of Geert Wilders, on trial for hate speech, by the way, for urging fewer Moroccan immigrants. Notice how that, now it's hate speech. It's not that you don't believe that 6 million Jews are gassed in Nazi Germany. Now it's hate speech for wanting fewer Moroccan immigrants. He's running first or close to the top in the national polls and for the election next March. Meanwhile, the door to the EU appears to be closing for Muslim Turkey as the European Parliament voted to end accession talks with Ankara and its autocratic president, Tayyip Erdogan. Now, in welcoming Muslim immigrants, Germany's Angela Merkel no longer speaks for Europe, even as she is about to lose her greatest ally, Mr. Obama. I'm sorry, President Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sartorio. Just in case we forgot. Not only Europe, but the whole world President-elect Trump thing is about to inherit, seems to be in turmoil, with old regimes and parties losing their hold and nationalist, populist, and rightist forces arising. Now, earlier this year, Brazil's Senate voted to remove leftist president Dilma Rousseff. In September, her predecessor, popular ex-president Lula da Silva, was indicted in corruption investigations. Venezuela, endowed with more oil than almost any country on earth, is now, thanks to the Mr. Hugo Chavez and successor to Nicolas Maduro, close to collapse and anarchy. And NATO's Turkey and our Arab ally Egypt, both ruled by repressive regimes, are becoming less and less responsive to U.S. leadership. South Korean President Park Geun-hye, her approval rating is in single digits, is facing impeachment and prosecution for corruption. See, folks, it's the same world over. Just add the funny money middle people and see what happens. It's a recipe for disaster. I'll see you tomorrow.
Taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the
the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.